Jared Middleton is with us from tab.com.au. Let's talk tennis now. Our expert is Leo Schlink. Morning to you, Leo.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. And Craig Dibley, who works with tab.com.au and looks after all the tennis odds, is joining us as well. Morning to you, Craig.
Morning, guys.
Craig, we'll start with you and then we'll get some feedback from Leo along the road. We obviously are in the Sydney International, but all most attention is now on the Australian Open. And for the first time at this stage, Andy Murray's the favourite.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And he's been well back so far as well. And generally that's interesting because in the past he hasn't been that well supported with our punters. They've sort of tended to look around for Djokovic and Nadal, Federer, the likes. And this year he's been really well back. Ever since we first opened the market after the US Open last year. So that's interesting. And it'll be interesting to see how he handles the pressure of now being the number one ranked. And he's played in 5 Australian Open finals and he's lost all 5. And 4 of them have been against Djokovic. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes. But so far, yeah, punters believe he can win.
What do you think, Leo? Because you saw them both in Doha. Is the market right or wrong at this stage in the Australian Open?
Yeah, I think it's right because if just got the impression from Andy in Doha, if that match had been best of 5, even though he lost in 3, obviously, that he looked to be the stronger player towards the end of the match. He was really charging late. And it's hypothetical, but if it had been a 5-set format, he was right in that match. And Craig's right. He had 5 losing finals here, 4 of them to Djokovic. But you know he plays well here, and I think this could be his year.
And Craig, it looks like you're very happy to lay Roger Federer, $21. That's just about
going
to be
his
longest price ever.
$21.
Look, guys, he's going to be seated 17th, most likely going to be seated 17th, which means he's probably going to face one of the top 5 seeds in the 4th round. So he could even face someone seated higher than him in the 3rd round. So he's going to do it tough in respect to the draw, and also the fact that he's coming back from injury, he hasn't had a lot of match time. 3 matches at the Hopman Cup. He won 2 of them. We got a bit of money, actually, after he won those 2 matches for him at the $21. But I think he's going to do it tough to make the quarters and definitely to get past the quarters. I know if anyone can do it, Roger Federer probably can. But, yeah, I think the $21 is fair.
Leo?
Yeah, I think measured expectations there because of the long layoff since Wimbledon. Just those trio of matches at the Hopman Cup. Such a freakish player, though, even at 35, still capable of anything. But I think that's a fair price. And whatever Roger does here, by the time he gets to the grass at Wimbledon, I think that remains his best chance of winning an 18th major.
Okay. Just ahead of Craig on this one, how important is the draw to the overall marketplace here, Leo, where people can clash with other main opponents?
Oh, I think it's going to be critical, and we'll know around about this time tomorrow where people have landed in the draw. The only thing we know right now on the men's side, of course, is that Andy Murray will be at the top and Novak Djokovic down the bottom. And whatever happens after that, it really is in the lap of the gods, because if you just happen to get a dangerous first-round floater, they're all saying a prayer of thanks that Juan Martín Del Potro is not here, because he would have been the highest-ranked player not to be seeded, and he would have been an absolute nightmare for anybody. Mm. So it is really important, and I'm sure it's going to shape the market.
And Craig, just for the next 2.5 weeks or so, tennis betting's huge at the tab. How important is it in relation to the overall tennis betting throughout the year?
Yeah, it's massive. I think January is about 40% of our total tennis turnover for the year. And for the Australian Open, as a tennis bookmaker, it's pretty much our grand final. It's the best time of the year. We've got a lot of matches, holding a lot of big money, big liabilities, especially if we start seeing an Australian player doing really well. Everyone, all the public jumps on board and gets behind him or her. It's really good. Everyone's talking tennis. It's the best time of year for us anyway.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be talking regularly, Craig, over the 2 weeks on BSB Extra to get the latest lowdown for our listeners on all the markets. We thank you for your time this morning, mate.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
That's great. Good on you, Craig. Craig Dibley from Tab, one of our leading tennis bookies. Leo, any other final snippets in the tennis world at this stage?
Qualifying resumes in probably the next half an hour or so, Andrew, and fingers crossed that a few of the young Aussies can get through there. We've got 7 going around today, 6 women and 1 man in the second round, and we've got a few more to go around tomorrow. But, a bit of a watch on the fitness of Bernard Tomic and also Nick Kyrgios. Nick arrives tomorrow in Melbourne, and we'll get a better idea then exactly how he's moving.
Yep, okay. Well, we'll get that updated, and we know that Djokovic has arrived in Melbourne as well for next week and the week after. Leo, thanks for your time, mate. We'll do it again.
My pleasure, Andrew.